Talking today with one of the Republican hopefuls to replace Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe when he retires in January 2023. A special election will fill the last 4 years of Senator Inhofe's term, one of the four Republican candidates currently declared for the race, Luke Holland, his former chief of staff. And Luke, tell me about your desire, your interest in filling these 4 years of the seat of your former boss.
You know, when I think about all the things that I've been able to work on with Jim over the last, few years that I've worked for him, it's been an honor of a lifetime to be able to serve Oklahoma and deliver powerful results for him. When I think about, and he and I have talked a lot over the last couple of years about how far our country has just moved to the left and how the socialists have really been able to grab a foothold in the country and steer everything in the wrong direction. And whether it's they want to kick God out of everything, they want to kick parents out of schools, they don't have any respect for rural Oklahoma, and they don't love our freedoms. And so when the senator decided that he wanted to retire, I said, well, I want to run to replace you because I want to continue this mission that we've been working on for so long. And what I'm so excited to champion for Oklahoma is the restoration of our freedoms and our Christian values. I think those are the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and we do such a great job of advancing and advocating for those things here in Oklahoma, and we just need to export those values to the rest of the country so that we can get things going back on the right track.
You mentioned the senator. Senator, I guess after some discussions with you, decided he would endorse you.
He did. It's the honor of a lifetime to have his endorsement. He's just done such an incredible job of advocating for Oklahoma and everything that we need, whether it's protecting our military bases, and there's hardly a highway in Oklahoma that you can drive on that doesn't have his fingerprints on it. So he's done a phenomenal job of keeping the true north, while at the same time delivering results for Oklahoma. And that's what I'm so eager to keep working on.
Tell me, as you've looked at this whole landscape, as you tried to get your arms around what this job might entail, what would be your priorities if you made it through the primary process? It looks like you'll have a Democratic challenger, whoever's the GOP nominee now. You get through that process, you're sworn in next January. What's the job? Job one.
Yeah, I think three things that I'll be focused on right away. One is rebuilding our military. That's something that Jim and President Trump worked on really well during the 4 years of the Trump administration. We were able to increase the amount of funding for our defense. The best way that we can avoid a war with China is to make sure that we have the strongest, most capable military in the world. And the Obama administration cut the defense spending when you adjust it for inflation. We got things going back on the right track with Trump, and now Biden is trying to do the same thing that Obama did. So we've got to get that back on the right track. The second thing that I want to do is prioritize rural Oklahoma. And so when I think about whether it's the Farm Bill or rural development, and what I love about rural Oklahoma is how much we love freedom. We love freedom, and we don't like the government telling us what to do. So ensuring that our schools and our farmers and our ranchers do not have the federal government breathing down their necks, telling them what to do. I want to be the biggest impediment to liberal hysteria in Washington, right? I want to keep the federal government out of their way so that we can do what we love best, which is to live a peaceful and quiet life while providing for our families and for our kids. And I would say that the third thing that I really want to focus on is being a bold witness for the values that we cherish here in Oklahoma. Our Christian values are what really united our country in the first place. And I think if we're going to find unity again as a country, we've got to get back to the basics and get back to really cherishing these things that the Lord's given us. And whether it's loving our neighbor or protecting the unborn, all the above, all these things need to have champions in Washington. And that's what I want to do.
One of those things you talk about, loving freedom, not wanting folks to tell you what to do. I guess we've had several rounds at the Senator Inhofe has kind of walked through on the WOTUS,
yes,
clean water rule with EPA.
Yeah, the Waters of the U.S. rule is just a disaster for everybody from the cotton farmers down in Altus to the ranchers out in Woodward to the soybean farmers up in northeast Oklahoma. I mean, whether you have water or not, the way that the liberals and the progressives want to regulate through the EPA, they want to give the federal government a finger hold in every little puddle and roadside ditch that's in Oklahoma. And, anytime you have to deal with the government, whether it's from a permitting standpoint, whether it's in the ag side or the energy side, you have to ask so many people for permission. It just slows everything down. And then you may get to a point where they just say you can't do it, even though it's your land. And that's not freedom, right? And so we do not need the federal government. There's nobody who cares more about the land in Oklahoma than our farmers and ranchers. And we don't need the EPA to tell us how to do it.
When you look at some of the other areas that the senator obviously worked on that you've had a hand in as chief of staff, the other thing that really sticks out, especially for a lot of folks in the rural parts of our state, the infrastructure things that he was involved with, including the McClellan Waterway.
Yeah, the MCARNS is an amazing asset for Oklahoma that most people don't know about, but it's huge for our agriculture industry, for shipping fertilizer and grains. One of the things that we've been working on and that I will continue to work on is to deepen it to 12 feet. So right now it's only a 9-foot channel. The rest of the Mississippi system is a 12-foot channel, and we've been able to expedite that by about 10 years in the time that I've been in Jim's office. And we expect that they're going to start working on that in the next couple of years with the provisions that we've been able to sign into law. So infrastructure is a huge deal. The MCARNs, our roads and bridges are always a concern. And then the other thing that I would say that we need to focus a lot on is water infrastructure. So not just the MCARNs, but also efforts to create additional water capacity in Oklahoma, especially in the western part of the state, and do things that, from an infrastructure standpoint, can conserve water so that the water that we have goes further. So there's a project that we just got authorized that would really advance the water resources that we have in southwest Oklahoma and particularly the cotton farmers. And so any projects like that, I want to use every tool that's available to me as a senator to make sure that we have the resources we need for our economy to grow.
You mentioned infrastructure, the whole concept of trying to build out things that are tremendous value to the industry. One of those buzzwords right now is rural broadband.
Yes.
And I know that there's been a lot of money thrown that direction.
Absolutely. In fact, it was right at the tail end of the Trump administration that our ag secretary, Sonny Perdue, and Jim announced a huge, like, $25 million grant for rural broadband in Oklahoma. When you think about the way that the world is changing and the way that work is changing over the past couple of years and will continue to, having high-speed internet in rural America, rural Oklahoma, is essential to us being able to compete with everybody else. And in fact, you think about the quality of life that we have in rural Oklahoma relative to all these big cities. If you can just have an internet connection that's reliable, you can do anything from there and work anywhere in the world, but do it from rural Oklahoma, where there's just such a great quality of life and we cherish our freedoms.
Not an easy road ahead as far as your campaign is concerned. Got some very strong challengers already announced on the Republican side. What's the strategy?
Yeah, I think that the thing that distinguishes me from my competitors, and there's a lot of good guys out there, and having Jim's endorsement is an incredible asset, but I think that the thing that sets me apart is that not only do I know all the issues, but I know how to get things done. I know what Oklahoma wants, and I know how to get it done. I've got a positive vision for how we can bring unity to the American people, but at the same time, focus on keeping our true north in mind, not allowing the socialist left to get any more ground, and to fight to get everything back in the direction that it needs to go. And I think, from an energy independence standpoint, that's another thing that we've really got to focus on and that we're on the front lines of here in Oklahoma. And so I think that I'm the guy that can get it done because I've been getting it done just behind the scenes.
And obviously you're out there, wanting to seek the support to get the votes that you need. That includes financial support. And you're also, I know, in the process of really building out an active campaign website.
That's right. That's right. LukeHolland.com is my campaign website. Of course, every campaign, you have to raise a bunch of money. That's part of the deal, part of the territory, and how you get the message out. And so, I encourage people to check out the website. They can learn more about me, contact me directly. I would love interacting with individual folks to hear what their concerns are.
Republican candidate in the special election that will fill the seat of Senator Jim Inhofe starting in 2023, Luke Holland. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ryan Hayes.